We are on
Yavamos, Daf Tanach Tes Amud Aleph, towards the top. Ulrevi Akiva, right?
Right.
Ulrevi Akiva. Damar Ein Kedushin Tosin B'chai Lavin, B'chai Ve'Lavin. So my Kisya L'Ish Zar. So we had said that the Kisya was talking about those who you could have Kedushin with, and therefore you can't, once you would marry them, once you would marry them, you'd lose your chance at Truma. But for Rabbi Akiva, even those people that we listed aren't able to have Kiddushin. So then the fact that it says Kisi Yeli Izar would exclude any other people that we just listed according to Rabbi Akiva, because you can't have Kiddushin with them. So Gemara says, Ki Tibayel Almana Ugrusha. Hold on, what does that say? Ki Tibayel. Ki tibael means when you have relations, I guess. And I think they're saying that that's what the word kisiyah is referring to. Meaning it's just referring to having the relations, not having the intercourse, not necessarily having kiddushin.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so then Gemara says, almanu grusha l'amali. Why does it say, therefore, at the end of the pasuk, anything about an almana and a grusha? Already be included in Kisielizar. Right, because he's just talking about not people that it's Aser. Well, I'm not sure 100%, but not sure what the question is. The Gemara says, Kisiel Almana Ugrusha. It's coming to Amana l'hachmir aleha, grusha l'hakel aleha. So when it comes to the Amana, the point of the pasuk is that it's being machmir that the children of that marriage can't have truma. But why is that the case? Because it's a chiddush. The children of a relationship with an Amana, with a widow, typically you're allowed to marry a widow for a regular kohen. But it's saying here that if you were to do so, the children from that marriage would not be allowed to have truma. And a grusha l'hakel aleha, which is coming to teach you that they can eat for truma. A chala can eat truma. So it sounds like from Rabbi Akiva. Mar says, "Utsricha, you need to teach us both of these. Amana grusha, the yashmin and almana. Almana hu techileis le'alzera achla mishum dechazel kahuna. The almana, when she doesn't have children, is able to still marry a kohen, and therefore you would think she could still have truma. She could still have truma because she could marry a kohen. About grusha de lo chazi l'kahuna, ema afa gav de leis lazera lo achla. Even though she doesn't have any kids that's connecting to that original marriage, she's still not allowed to eat truma because she's not allowed to marry a kohen. You would think that. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. That a grusha is allowed to have truma. Viashmin and grusha, and if you would only teach that a grusha is allowed to have truma, so grusha udechi isle zera lo achla mishim de lo chazel kuna, the reason that she's allowed to have it is because she's only not allowed because she has children, which are connecting her to the first marriage. It doesn't say that. But mishim de lo chazel kuna, she's not allowed to marry kohen. About Amana the Chazal Kuna, but an Amana who is able to marry a Kohen, so Ema Afa Gavta Isla Zera Nami Techo, even if she has children, she's allowed to eat. Right? So both of them have a Tzara Lahaka Tzara Hachmir, that you would take one of the others, so it comes to the Pasuk to tell you, Tzricha, that both are required, that the Amana is not allowed to have Truma, and the Grusha is allowed to have Truma. Let me say that again. We're talking about the woman herself, and the almana is the case where she has children, and that's what it means. She's not allowed to have truma, even though she's allowed to marry a kohen. And grusha is the case where she's not allowed to have truma. She is allowed to have truma when she doesn't have children. Is that what it's saying? Yeah, that's what it's saying. You would think that the almana and the grusha is like a package deal. That the almana, who's allowed to marry a kohen, is allowed to have truma. And the grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen, is not allowed to have truma. But we're saying, no, it really depends on whether or not they have children. That the almana lahachmer aleha means that if she has children, even though she's allowed to marry Kohen, she's not allowed to have truma. In that, I guess that means in that intermediate stage.
She has children, right, in that intermediate.
That means once she would marry a Kohen, she would be allowed to have truma. I assume. I don't know about her kids from a previous marriage, but the grusha, who doesn't have children, is not allowed to marry Kohen either, but in the meantime, she's allowed to have truma, I assume, from her father. Okay, so Gemara says, Ema nivala l'pasola af machve grushasa. If you're going to tell me that Rubas Kohen ki siyela ishar according to Rabbi Akiva, or is this just Stam? No, I think it's just Stam. If you're going to tell me that Rubas Kohen ki siyela ishar is coming to teach us that nivala l'pasola, that it's referring to having intercourse with someone you're not allowed to, that's possible from Truma, that will possible you from Truma, that will disqualify you from having Truma, right? All the laws that we talked about yesterday. So why don't we also say, af machzik grushaso? Let's say to remarry the woman you've been previously married to, who got married in the meantime, right? So Gemara says, no, le'ish zar amrachmana, misha zar eswame ekara, lafuke hai delo zar eswame ekara hu. She's not completely stranger. Not a complete stranger, not completely off limits, not someone who you didn't know before, and therefore it would not be included in this pasuk. Okay, so chiddush there that even if you were a grusha from your original marriage to a kohen, and you'd therefore not be allowed to marry the kohen again, you'd still be allowed to go and eat truma from your father. That's what it's saying. So it says ihachi, even though there are other laws and even though there are other prohibitions where if you would do so, then you would not, you would basically disqualify yourself from going to have truma from your father. So it says ihachi, that's true. Chalal, the lav zar hu meikara. A chalal who's not a zar meikara, also lo livsol. If a woman marries a chalal, which is usher, sorry, if a woman marries a chalal, if a bas kohen marries a chalal, is that what we're saying? What's the case of the chalal? A woman marries a chalal, you're not allowed to have truma.
There's a footnote here that says, since there's no prohibition that prevents a woman, even the daughter from of a kohen, from marrying a chalal,
mm-hmm.
since she's not unfit for her, why should he disqualify her from eating truma?
This is a general question.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's why. This is the question I had originally when we brought up the Braisa. Why we listed all these people in the Braisa. The Nassin, and the Mamzer, and the Mitzri, and the Adumi. And then we listed a Chalal in there. I said, there's no Isser to marry a Chalal. The children aren't allowed to have Truma, so why would there be... This is that question. Okay, good. So, Ihachi Chalal Delav Zarhu Meikara. Lolipso, why would there be a problem to ask, why would there be a problem for the woman to have Truma because she married a Chalal? So, when I said, Amar Kram, Lo Yichalal Zarhu Be'amav. Umakish Zara lo, Mahu posel, Av Zara nami posel, just because the children would posel. Oh, hold on, this is referring to the Kohen Gadol. Lo yichalel Zara bi'amav. Zara lo. Zara bi'amav means, just like he, who would marry an almana, would posel her from eating truma, so to his children, who are chalalim, would also posel anyone from eating truma, including their mother. You should finish. Does that mean only once the kids are born? Or even before the kids are born?
So the Gemara is going to
ask. This is the Ema Mishas Havaya.
Maybe she possible her even from
all the way when, okay, meaning not just when they're kids. Was it Dumya de Kohen Gadol Be'almana? Ma Kohen Gadol Be'almana Be'viya. Afi Nami Be'viya. No, it's not only Kiddushin, it's also when you have intercourse. Be'ema Adika Havaya Ubiya. Maybe let's say it's Havaya Ubiya. But not children. Right, I think that's what we're saying. Mm-hmm. It says, Dumya de Kohen Gadol. Oh, maybe, no, I think it's saying that she has relations without Kiddushin. It says, no, Dumya de Kohen Gadol Be'amana, Ma Kohen Gadol Be'amana, Be'viya L'chuda, Avhai Nami Be'viya L'chuda. Kiddushin is not a prerequisite to violate this, or to... I don't know if it's a violation. I guess the Kohen Gadol is, but the regular woman marrying a halal would be a sul, but it wouldn't be an iser. That's a very quirky situation. But it's saying once you have intercourse with this woman, with this man, the chalal, so then you no longer can have truma based on a drasha. It's a chiddush of a drasha based on from the Kohen Gadol. Okay, lechalal zarabi hamas. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shezar apostle postel, v'chol she'en zar apostle en apostel. My ika, v'en tana kam l'Rabbi Yossi. Tana kam to Rabbi Yossi.
Right, we had that question.
It was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, I thought.
We had that question when we
read
the Brisa yesterday.
Rabbi Yossi, I thought it was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, they said the same thing. Basically said the same thing. Ma is, was there a Shimon on the other Tana Kama? No, I think that was. Where was that?
The Tana Kama wasn't named.
Right, that's why it's called the Tana Kama. Right. So then who's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel then?
And then then we had the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel.
And then where's Rabbi Yossi? How did Rabbi Yossi get into this? Missed something somewhere? This was a brisa somewhere, right? In the middle of Samech Esamad Aleph.
Right.
Dead. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shezar Apostle Postel, Kol She'en Zar Apostle Ein Apostel. Okay, they both gave rules of thumb.
Right.
Okay, there was the Tana Kama who listed all the people and said it's posel, and then Rabbi Yossi came along and said, okay, anyone for whom the children are no good, so then that means the woman's no good even by the marriage. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, anyone who marries his relative, anyone who you could marry their daughter, you could marry
their almana.
Anyone you can't marry, if you can't marry their daughter, so then you can't marry the widow either. I assume that means, in the same sense, you can't have truma. So when it says, my ika bein tana kamala Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi gives this rule, but basically just saying that anyone who's usher, you can't give them truma anymore after you have you marry them. So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, mitzri sheni v'adumi sheni, ika benayu. The second generation, because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's about the kids. The kids reflect back to the parents. Whereas the first opinion said, you can't marry anyone who's usher. And the second generation is already usher. Still usher. And therefore, that you can't have truma anymore if you marry that, even the second generation. Whereas Rabbi Yossi would say, no, because the children are fine, because that's the third generation, so that would reflect back to the mother, who would be fine also. Ushneim lolam du el mikon gadol v'amara. Tanakama, Savar, they both learned from kon gadol marrying v'amara. The first opinion says, Maklan Gadol Almana should be Asavavera Posel Avhai, Nami Posel. So to this intercourse would be disqualifying for Truma. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Kikohen Gadol, Maklan Gadol, Shezar Apostle Posel, Avkol Zar Apostle Posel. Mafukim Yisrusheni, the Ein Zar Apostle, the Chsi Banim Ashe Yivaldu Lahem Dor Shlishi Yavol Lahem Bikal Hashem. Right? So, I mean, it's kind of like picking and choosing what we're focusing on from the Kohen Gadol, but both of them are focusing on different aspects of the Kohen Gadol, which would thereby disqualify a wife. Okay, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it would only what we're learning from the Kohen Gadol is the fact that Kohen Gadol Tzna'amana would only posel the children, not himself, and therefore he and his wife could still have truma, or anybody else who's marrying a posel could still have truma. Anybody else who's marrying a person whose children, marrying a posel whose children would not be posel, would not affect them. Okay. Basically, what we said before. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer kol she'atanosi bito atanosi almanasa. So my ika ben Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Amar ula ger amoni moavi ika benayu. What does that mean? Ger amoni moavi.
The Gemara is going to explain.
Really? Okay. So shneim lo mamdu ela ulimaduha el mikon gadol be'almana. Rabbi Yossi sever makon gadol be'almana shazar apostol postel afkol zar apostol postel. Rabbi Yossi had said our rule this before, that's all about the kids. Which reflects back to you, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Asavar makol and gadol be'amanosh kol shekol zaro pasol upostel, af shekol zaro pasol upostel, af uke amoni moavi, Ain kol za'aro pasul to amar mar amoni v'lamonis moavi v'lamoavis. So it could be that the children, if they're male, continue to be pasul, but if they have any females, just like Ruth coming up, so then there's no problem marrying them, and therefore it's not that his descendants will automatically be, even his own kids would not automatically be pasul. That's very interesting. That we're splitting up the sort of the legitimacy of his children. His children aren't all bad. Okay. As Rabbi Yossi would say, the fact that there could be children that are bad means that it already, you know, there could be a male child that already reflects back to the Kohen himself, to the mother, and saying that that she can't have Truma anymore. That's very interesting. Okay, just the potential of problematic child versus the potential of a good child. Which one are we focusing on? Okay. Says the Mishnah. We're at the Mishnah at the bottom, Jerry. Mishnah at the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Aleph, 69a. The Mishnah says, Ha'onis Ha'mavatev Ashotah Lo Poslin. Someone, okay, we asked this question once. If you raped or seduced a Bas Kohen and a fool who married a Bas Kohen, so then those are not going to possel her from Truma. What are we talking about, possel her from Truma? If the male is a Kohen, or are we talking about her going back to her husband, to her father? I assume it's going back to her father, because these aren't marriages. Right? Is that what it's talking about? Right. So then she is allowed to eat Truma from?
If she's a Bas Kohen, she can still eat Truma
from her father. Right. And we're not talking about the man himself.
And if the man is a
Kohen,
she
could eat from him, and then they get married.
Uh-huh.
And then they get married.
No. Below Machilin. So if the man has relations with her in one manner, then he doesn't allow her to eat Truma.
But below Machilin means even if they got married afterwards? Or if they didn't do anything yet?
If they didn't do anything.
Okay. But if let's say you got an onus from the Fata and then they got married, she would be able to eat? I get the Shota can't get married. Right? We assume that there's no marriageability there. So then always lo ma'achilin. But the onus mevate, only while they're in onus mevate stage, is she not allowed to eat from them. I assume that if they would get married, they'd be able to give her Truma. I don't know, maybe there's a separate problem of them getting married. I don't know. So Gemara says, V'im einan re'uin lebach Yisrael, haray el poslin. If they're not allowed, it sounds just like we said before. Yeah, we quoted this Mishnah yesterday. That if they're not able to marry anyone, if there's a person that's not even allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, so then they would disqualify a person from having Truma, right? It's a Mitzri and Adumi, etc. So Ketzad, what's the situation? Hey Yisrael, Shabbat Bas Kohen, Tochal B'Truma. If a Yisrael seduced or raped a woman, so she could still eat from her father's Truma, because she's not betrothed or connected to these people. Terrible, disgusting people. So Ibra lo tochal b'truma. However, once she becomes pregnant from that relationship, from that intercourse, I should say, so then she's not allowed to have truma anymore because the ubar would disqualify her.
So it's interesting from a practical standpoint, since they obviously did not know
for a few months whether
she was pregnant.
Mm.
What would be her status?
For those first few months. Interesting.
Would we say
right. I hear you.
Maintains the chazaka that she's not pregnant.
Right,
so
right, right.
Know that she's pregnant?
Is that a chazaka? Yeah.
I mean, presumably before she had intercourse with him, she wasn't pregnant.
Right.
Before she was pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting. So, Ibrlo Tochal, the Truma, Nechtach Ha'uber Vimeeha, Tochal. Wait. How do you translate that? Miscarriage already? Hayakoin Shabbat Bas Yisrael. If the Kohen is the one that did the raping or the seduction, really great role model. Lo tochal b'truma, then she's not allowed to have truma from him.
Because she's not married.
Because they're not married yet. Ibra lo tochal, if she gets pregnant, she can't eat because you can't feed your mother until you're born.
The fetus doesn't give the
right. A fetus doesn't. Then the power of the child is greater than the father, because the father who raped her can't do anything for her because they didn't get married. But the child who's born can do something for her to give her truma.
Even though she never married the client.
Which is a crazy way to think about this. I mean, it's just such a sad case that we're even talking about, oh, this person is better than that person. It's a terrible situation. It doesn't matter.
That doesn't make sense.
The son didn't do anything. Yeah, I get it. Ha'eved posel. I'm just saying that we shouldn't be giving out trophies when talking about rape. Ha'eved posel mishum bia. That the servant... Yeah, we're talking about extreme examples.
And there's a zero context, and one would almost, if you read it in isolation, get the impression that this is normal.
Common practice, yeah.
That far from having very strict moral standards, but in Judaism there's very loose moral standards. So the only take I can have on this is you have to read each of these in the context that this is...
We're talking about the most extreme cases.
Right. The moral issues.
Yeah. It's a study of law. It's not a study of society. Yeah. So have it.
Reason of moral.
Right. Have it post on Mishum
Bia. We certainly have cases where the Gemara talks about it, the fact that the Ben Sora Mora, they would say that.
There are cases that are so extreme that they never exist. Yeah, we're not saying that these never exist. Here this happens. Yeah, it happens. We know that, unfortunately, those things happen.
He raised her, I mean, it's very casual.
Right.
But, one would hope that's just a dry illegal.
Yeah, exactly. It's the analysis. It's not, a referendum on society at all. Have it post a mission bia. The servants will postel a person from kahuna when they have intercourse with a woman, right? Bas Kohen, presumably. The eno posel mishum zera. But if there's a child that comes from that intercourse, so then that would not possible from eating from her father. Interesting. Case that was the case. Bas Yisrael Kohen. Bas Kohen li Yisrael v'yadda hameni ben. If anyone's a servant there, v'halach ben v'nich bash al shivcha v'yadda hameni ben. The child of that relationship, either the Bas Kohen or the Bas Yisrael Tua Kohen, had relations with a maidservant, and that child, Hareza Eved, that child is an Eved, just like the maidservant mother. But Haisa Aim Aviv Bas Yisrael, but the grandmother, as we said before, is a Bas Yisrael Kohen. So then, Lo Tocha V'Truma. She never had any other children from the Kohen except for this child. This child that then had relationships with an Eved. However, Bas Kohen li Yisrael tochal b'truma. If the grandmother was a Bas Kohen that was married to Yisrael, so then that Bas Kohen can have truma.
And so now the Yisrael...
The woman, the original woman was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen. That's the grandmother. She never gets to have Truma until she marries this Kohen. All of a sudden, her grandchild is a non-Kohen. Her grandchild is a non-Kohen. Your grandchild is a non-Kohen. And that disqualifies her because she has non-Kohanim grandchildren. But a Bas Kohen Yisrael Tocha B'Truma, but if she was a Bas Kohen originally, so it's considered like she doesn't have any non-Kohen children. That's interesting. It's not considered like those children reflect back to her. But the first one, it does. I assume this means that if the Kohen dies, or if the husband dies, so what she has left as the wife of a Kohen is no Kohanim to keep her connected to Kohanim rights. But the Bas Kohen, if she doesn't have any other children, and this is the only child, so then she's not connected. She's still connected to Kohen through her own father. But that child was through a...
She's married to a Yisrael.
Right. But now the Yisrael dies.
And they have a child.
They had a child who then married, who then had relationships, relations with a maidservant.
So he says in the note now, that child has died.
Right.
So
both the husband and the child have died. The only one that's left over.
So when her child dies, I have lost track of when. She can only go back to her father's house, so to speak, when she doesn't have children. But if she had children and her child died, she can go back
right.
to her father's
She has nothing in her in the world that's keeping her connected to her previous husband. So here, that grandchild similarly doesn't. Right, right. Even if she has a grandchild through a maidservant, that would not bar her from going back to her house, to her father's house. Mom's a posel ma'achil, Kate said. Bas Yisrael is coin bas coin li Yisrael v'yadah ha'mein bas v'halchal bas v'nisis le'eved ole'eved k'chav v'yadah ha'mein ben ha'rezeh ma'amzer. Ha'isa em yimo bas Yisrael is coin tocha b'truma. Same type of thing. So she can still eat truma if the situation was bas Yisrael is coin, so she can still eat the truma from the coin. Because the Zera, the descendants that they had together, was considered illegitimate. I assume then that the actual child died. So the original child was a Kohen. Actually, I'm not sure about that. Hold on. The first case is gone, right. Bas Yisrael is Kohen. That's the case. Bas Yisrael is Kohen. V'yalda himenu bas. They have the daughter who then messed up. The daughter was a legit bas Kohen, though.
Right.
So why is she allowed to eat truma?
Why is she allowed to eat truma?
Ha'isa emimo bas Yisrael is Kohen. So until chava truma. Why? The grandmother was married to a Kohen. Now the Kohen died. Why is she still allowed to have truma?
Because she has a child from it.
The daughter is enough?
Yeah.
The daughter is enough to keep you in truma? Okay. Even though the daughter went and did something wrong, the daughter is still Bas Kohen and she can still connect her. So, however, Bas Kohen and Yisrael lo still have a truma. If she's a Bas Kohen that was married to Yisrael, then Yisrael dies. And the only child that they have is this daughter that went and created a mamzer. So then that daughter is not connected to Kohanim. Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'll see if the Gemara says it.
We already learned this is not a
mamzer. Well, Rabbi Akiva holds
it's machlokas. Yeah, machlokas.
Okay, so we're here without being told. We're dealing with Rabbi Akiva.
Yeah, that could be.
Okay.
Kohen Gadol Pahamim Shepostel Ketza Bas Kohen Yisrael V'yaldeh Hamen Bas. Sometimes the Kohen Gadol himself is impossible because if you had a Bas Kohen to Yisrael, and they had a daughter, V'halcha Bas V'nisis the Kohen V'yaldeh Hamen Ben. And then she gets married to a Kohen. So you have a Bas Kohen that marries a Yisrael, whose daughter marries a Kohen. Harez that Ra'i Elios Kohen Gadol, Omen Mashamesh Agamim Zeh, Umachil Es Imo. That child, who's now a Kohen, can give to her, to his mother. Although they could have been giving to her mother anyway from his Kohen. But Upostel Emimo. But it can possible the grandmother, who was the Bas Kohen, the grandmother was a Bas Kohen married to Yisrael. The Yisrael died. The grandchild is the Kohen Gadol. What's the problem? The first child is not a Kohen? Is that the problem? The first daughter? Those who spoke given a Kohen Gadol, she'll post Lenin in a truma.
After the death of his mother, his grandmother remains disqualified from eating truma, since she's survived by this Kohen Gadol, who was the offspring of her union with Yisrael. If he did not exist, since she was originally the daughter of a Kohen, and she had no descendants from Yisrael, she'd be able to go back to her father's house.
But why does the Kohen Gadol make it worse?
because she has a descendant that came from from her.
The Kohen Gadol that comes from a Yisrael doesn't allow her to have Truma. Only the direct child allows you to have Truma. I guess that's what it's saying. Okay, says the Gemara. I got to move. Tanina leha d'tana rabbanan. Shavat v'katan shnas v'nashin ma'iskud noshosem p'tzuris menachutzim na'ibam. A shoser, a katan that marries a woman and then they die, so then those women are not obligated in the chalitza na'ibam because they never really got married. Because of their status as less intellectual capacities. Gemara says, Ketzad Yisrael Shabbal Bas Yisrael. Ketzad Yisrael Shabbal Bas Kohen Tocha B'Truma Iber Lo Socha. If she gets pregnant, she can't eat because the fetus doesn't give over those rights. Kevan de Ibra Lo Socha. Lech Hashem Ibra. This is what you were saying. Let's be worried that maybe she's going to be pregnant. So Milo Tanan, Mafrish, Nasan Shalosh Chadash Shem Abimu Barosein. Don't we say already that she should be separated for 3 months to see if she gets pregnant? So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, L'yuchsin chashashu l'truma lo chashashu. In terms of determining who is the child and who the child is from, which husband, so that we're worried about. But for truma, we're not worried about it. L'truma lo chashashu, that's true. But Tanya, harizeh gitechsha achas kodem l'misasi, asur l'echol b'truma miyad. If there's a get, and right before he dies.
No. He writes in the get, you're divorced an hour before I die. So we don't know now, is she divorced right now or not? Maybe he's going to die with him.
Okay, so he says the word, Sha'achas Kodem Misasi. Right? This is your get, the hour before. And you don't know. It could be that hour. It could be that time. So then she's not out there. Truma. So we are worried that something's going to happen in the future. El Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Benisuan Chashashu, Biznus Lo Chashashu. Meaning we are concerned when it comes to real marriage, you have to wait 3 months. When it comes to Znus, we're not going to penalize her for something she couldn't be. She could not have been. There's no lo chashashu here. It's saying that she makes sure somehow that she doesn't get pregnant. I guess she tries to get the semen out of her or something like that, so that she doesn't have to dissociate from her husband. If it's found out, I guess, that she had an affair, it's kind of convoluted logic, but if it's found out that she had an affair, she's not allowed to go back to her husband, and therefore she's going to make sure she doesn't get pregnant. So here also, it's a rape case.
We were talking about a rape case.
Presumably also, she's going to do the same thing. She would not be disbarred. She shouldn't be disbarred.
Unless she was married to a Kohen.
Yeah, right. But here, I guess the situation is, she also would try to not get pregnant from that. If it's true, is it true by marriage we're not that we are concerned? But doesn't the Brisa say, Bas Kohen that marries a Yisrael, who then dies? So then, Tovelas, because she had relations with that husband, which is called the Tumah, V'ochelos v'truma la'aref, and she can eat truma that night. Well, shouldn't she wait? Then maybe she's having a child from that person she was married to. The Gemara says, "No, Amar Avchesa Tovelas V'ochelos Ad Arba'im Ilom Yabra Halom Yabra." It's not considered. She's not considered pregnant yet. V'ima Abra Ad Arba'im Ma'eva Almahi. Wow. Okay, it's considered like it's not even a child yet, and therefore she has 40 days to eat right away, and then I guess you have to wait another month and a half or so.
And then you have to
wait until 3 months to see if she's actually pregnant. If you see a child, so then it could be that she had done something wrong retroactively. What is it talking about that she could have messed something up retroactively, meaning that you have to pay for the truma that you ate? Within the first 40 days. Afterwards, she wouldn't have done that. She shouldn't have done that. Ad Arba'im means after Arba'im.
Right. So if she continued eating truma day 50 and then finds out that she was pregnant, she ate truma on day 50, that she would be chayav for. Because she should have stopped eating truma after day 40 until she found out for sure that she was pregnant.
Right. But before 40 days, she's allowed to eat. She doesn't know any better.
Because it's not considered a pregnancy.
Right, okay. It's Marbab al-Rusasso, the Vase Cham of Rav Amar Havlad Mamzer. Someone who has relations with a person who's engaged to somebody else.
No,
with each other?
With each other.
That wouldn't just be marriage?
They're not doing it, Lashem.
Oh, they're doing it for his nose or something?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Ushmul Amar Havav Shituki, Havlad Shituki, which is a Suffolk Mamzer. Amar Rav Misavu Milta Duras, the Damya Alma, the Daima Me Alma. The Daima Me Alma. What does it mean, the Daima Me Alma? Valo Daima Me Alma Basra Dide Shadina Lai. People will start rumors about her that it's from somebody else, from somebody else in the world, not from this person that she's married to. But if there's no rumor elsewise from anywhere else, so then we'll assume it's from him. What does that have to do with anything?
I think he's suggesting that the only reason we're going to call the child a mamzer or a suffix mamzer is because we're concerned that if she were of loose enough morals that she would have relations with her arusa, she would have had relations with somebody else also.
But why would that mean that a child's a mamzer?
Because she's married. She's an arusa. She's not allowed to have relations with
her. I mean, that's the perception of a mamzer, but it's not actually a mamzer. We're talking about when she didn't have relations with somebody else. The rabbi is saying we have to be concerned. Maybe she did. Okay, so we're going to assume it's a mamzer because maybe if she's doing this, she might have been doing something else also. Okay. So Amarava mina aminala the katani yalda tochal. If you have a child, so then you can have truma because you have a connection to the kohen. Hechidami ilam idaima mi alma. If it's when people were thinking maybe she had the child for somebody else, yalda mi tochal. Why would she be able to eat? Alav mine daima. Rather, it's talking about that it comes from him, the Kohen, below Diamond the Alma, but not from anybody else. But what does that have? Okay, I don't know. That came from nowhere. Why would that be a proof to Rav's statement?
Our mission is taught that if you have a Kohen who cohabited illegally with the Israelis, right? He raped the Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a child.
Mm-hmm.
So then
she's allowed to have truma,
to eat truma.
Yeah.
So what kind of case are we talking about? If we're talking about that we assume that she's having cohabitated multiple men, then how can we assume this is the child of the Kohen? So we must be talking about a case where the only thing that we're concerned about is that she had this relation, this illegal relation with the Kohen.
Right. But what has that reflect back on Rav? Rav said...
So now the Gemara is going to say, Lumai Hasam, so if in that case...
Lumai Hasam, L'hai Yisura, L'hai Yisura, Basra De Shadina Lei, the Kohen that has an Isser to be with this woman, and this other person also has an Isser to be with this woman, a non-Kohen, but nonetheless, we look at him. Hacha de lahai yisura ulahai atera. When it comes to another person being usher, but this person who could be mutter to him if they did it for the right reasons, we'll kol shekin that we should. Okay, that I hear it. Okay, I guess that's the logical progression there. That we'll, if we can, we'll assume it's him. It's the same guy. But that would teach us that, according to Rav, it should not be a mamzer. No, okay, now I understand. Rava is saying that the only time Rav said it was a mamzer is when there's reason to believe she was with other people. That's what he said. That's what he meant. But if there's no reason to believe it's from other people, so even Rav would not say it's a mamzer, just like our Mishnah, where it says there's no reason to believe it, so therefore we're not going to assume there's anything wrong with this child. So Amar Le'abai, Le'olam Emalach, Kol Hech Zedayim Eminei, Av Agav Delo Dayim Emei Amma, Amar Rav Havlad Mamzer. Even in the case where there's no reason to believe that there's another guy involved, we're still going to say the Vlad is a mamzer according to Rav. My time, why? Even though we don't have a real reason to believe that, we'll still think that maybe she did it in some kind of covert way. The only reason our Mishnah makes sense is because those two people were together in jail, and there's no way they could have any cohabitation with anybody else. As they did. I don't see any notes on it. Mm-hmm. We don't assume that they're moms, yeah. Right. Amri, v'va'aleha kuli amalo pligi. When it comes to the one who's betrothed, having relations with her, everyone agrees that we're going to assume it's his. V'achi itzma, arusa she'ibra, rav amar havlad mamzer. If an arusa just becomes pregnant, we don't know who did it. So then we'll say that the Vlad, we have to assume Vlad is Ramashmu Amar Avlad Shetuki. Okay, we're going to stop there. I got to go.